American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Marissa, what's happening?
Preparing myself mentally. But I thank you guys for getting to my email because I really need some help.
Yeah, it sounded like a tough situation. You want to walk everyone through it?
Okay, so Damian and I work together.
Okay.
And I know that's probably the major issue, the root of the problem, if you will.
Okay.
But I just don't know why it has to be like that.
Okay.
Just to add some color to this, your email made it sound like you'd both been with the company for a while. Like, is that accurate? Like, you hadn't just started or he hadn't, right?
Yeah,
I've been there for about a year now, and I think he's been there for 9 or 10.
Oh.
So not new. I think we both knew there was something there, or there could be, we had chemistry.
Okay.
But we were also really realistic about everything.
Okay.
So here's the kicker. I'm also technically a manager.
Oh.
And for a really brief period, I was his interim boss.
Oh.
Which was cool.
Okay.
In a secretive kind of way. But I'm not his manager anymore. But it would have been really hairy if we got together any sooner. Does that make sense?
No, sure. Of course. So you're a manager. So you no longer directly manage him. Like, are you in different departments? How does that all work?
Well, I manage him. It's not at work. He does mostly graphic work and a little bit of marketing here and there, but mostly graphics.
Right.
And I am in sales. I run one of the sales divisions.
Oh, nice.
So we do kind of get together on certain projects and interface a lot, he'll design a proposal and deliverables and based on any campaigns we're running, but he doesn't directly report to me at all, anymore at all.
Okay.
So I'm not in, quote, a position where I control his advancement within the company, according to HR. Wow. To get my drift.
You already brought it up to HR, obviously.
Yeah. You asked him for what? Like a blessing? How does that work?
Not exactly. So we kind of went out secretly a few times, and honestly, it went so well that, I was thinking, okay, there's something here. So it's better to just kind of get it out in the open. I don't like to sneak around and lie and be, covert, although that can be fun.
Right.
But, anybody could just, see us out something.
Keep your job.
Yeah,
bingo.
We're going to get caught. It's a big company. So plus, I'm not his manager. So because of that, they said it was fine as long as it doesn't impact our work performance.
That's good news. That's great.
Yeah. So I thought that was a really positive sign. And we went out and it probably was right around that very conversation because he said he wanted to wine and dine me for my birthday. And that's kind of when I shared the good news. So I told Damian that I met with HR and we had nothing to worry about. And now we didn't need to be sneaky or secretive about our relationship anymore. So now that's not to say, okay, let's be hyper obvious that we're attracted to one another. But at the same time, we don't have to hide anything.
Right.
So
right,
I super appreciated that. He's not going to be all great at work, but although that can be fun too, I'm making copies, close the door.
Right, right.
But for whatever reason, since then, nothing feels the same.
Got it. So what makes you think that? Has there been a decline conversation or a vibe, energy shift?
I just feel he's pulling away and I think it's just he's been really distant and work is still getting done, but I can tell I don't know everything that goes on in his life or anything, but it does feel like there's been a shift.
Sure.
So that's the best way for me to put it.
Right.
We haven't really been texting and nothing meaningful. He hasn't been just popping into my office like he was before. And I get it. He could be busy, but it's not really busy season right now. I don't know. I just feel deep down there's something else at play here. I don't know. Maybe he thinks I'm too much of a liability.
Who knows, man?
You think he's concerned with how this might affect him down the line then? Professionally?
Yeah, I kind of do. I know. I know it sounds, it might sound silly, but I don't know. I think he thinks if things don't work out that maybe I could get him fired or mess up his reputation, or I think he knows me better than that, but there's just a lot of stories where these kinds of inter-office romances blow up spectacularly, if that makes sense.
There are.
I don't know. I just want to figure it out and kind of put his mind at ease if possible.
Well, let's see if we can't get more out of him for you. We've got his number. We're going to line him up and see what he has to say coming up next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Marissa works with Damien.
Yeah.
Might be the problem, though she cleared it with HR.
That doesn't mean anything,
she
though.
She went to
you
HR.
Know, like, HR is...
She was his boss for
a HR's
while.
A trap! Sorry, was that who... Yeah, anyway.
You know, I just read a stat that actually men are more likely to date, like, subordinates.
Oh, yeah, right, no, I think so.
Well, it's not,
you know,
women.
I mean, I get how you'd
be
nervous.
But maybe
yeah.
that, like, plays into this.
I think so.
She's so powerful. Mm-hmm. It's freaking Damien out.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's as good a reason as any, but let's find out from the source.
Mm.
Hey, is this Damien?
Hey, we're
Frito and Katie from Y100. Good morning. We're actually reaching out today with something really fun. So this is a date mm-hmm. night package that we give away here. And should you accept it, you would actually get to pick everything you do on this night out, okay? We even cover all the costs. You would, though, have to consent to using the thing to take out the woman who entered you for it in the first place. That's exciting, kind of, right?
Right.
That's not the word I would use. Damn.
Okay.
It was sounding pretty good until the last yep. part, but I don't know that I'm really looking for anyone
no,
new at the moment.
No.
That's
fine.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not someone new. It's someone old.
Yeah, well.
It's someone you already know.
Her name's Marissa. Her name's Marissa. You know Marissa?
Yeah. Marissa, man. Oh, she's incredible.
Okay.
Wow, Marissa.
So free date night with her sounded pretty good.
No, I want to say yes, but I don't really know
okay.
that I can.
All right.
Well, she did tell us about your particular situation, like at the office. Is it just too complicated for you? Is that kind of the issue?
Yeah, kind of. It's definitely part of it.
Okay.
Like, we were sort of navigating our way through all of that, and she had a birthday a little about a while back, right? And we went out to celebrate her birthday the night before, and it was actually at the dinner where she told me she had cleared everything with HR. And I was a little surprised she did it without asking me first, but I was happy it was all out the way.
Okay.
I was happy about
right.
that.
Okay. So, but at this point, everything's still fine, or what?
Yeah. The night was pretty special if her birthday was... special. But the next day, on her actual birthday, I happened to walk past her office, right? And when our little party patrol was in there setting up cards and balloons and banners and whatever, and I have to say, I was kind of thrown.
Is decorating not a normal thing at your office?
No. That's not it. No, it was just that the age. Like, I'm not an old guy, okay? You understand? I'm still... I say I'm actually in my prime at 43.
Okay, right
you hear
on.
Me? But I guess I never realized Marissa was...
What are we talking, older or what?
Oh, God, I wish. I wish. The way she handles herself and her business, she's what you would call an old soul. But at all this time, I assumed that she was around 35, 36. She's 29.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. I was definitely convinced we were closer in age. And that is kind of a problem.
Hey, can I jump in here?
So, she's on the other line. And yeah, Marissa, absolutely.
Okay,
go ahead.
So I'm not sure if I should feel insulted or flattered by your age assumptions here, Damien. I mean, do I really look 35? I mean, regardless, though, I can promise you this does not matter, like, at all.
Please, you just insinuated 35 is old.
He did.
I'm close,
yes, he did.
I'm close to 44.
No. Like, I'm not saying 35 is old. Of course it's not old. I've known how old you were the entire time. I have no problem with that, with any of that. But age is, like, just a number.
But hold on. That's, like, 14, 15 years, I mean. I was starting high school when you were born. We may not have a problem now, but I can see it becoming one. What happens in 10 years when you're 39?
Don't think about it, man.
I
think most guys would be pretty psyched by this turn of events.
Gross.
Well, not to say you're wrong or anything, but just adding some perspective.
I wish you had.
Yeah, I know that type of man. I know the type of man you mean. I'm not out here looking for a casual hookup. I'm looking for long-term. And Marissa, is that something that you even want? Now, listen, I'm not trying to propose or anything here, but is that something that you want?
So just because I'm sub 30, I'm what? Looking for meaningless sex? Well, that's kind of a little, you know.
No.
Presumptuous, I mean.
No. This was a total surprise. I don't know how to handle this. I'm sorry. I feel a little uncomfortable.
Okay, yeah, I understand the shock, right? But Damien, she's not bothered by this at all.
No.
You know, that's got to count for something. And if you never found out, you never would have had an issue, right?
True.
Yeah, but I would have found out at some point, like at Thanksgiving, as her dad and I swapped stories about hair loss at Viagra. I don't know.
All right. I'm not saying your feelings are wrong, Damien, but like maybe you're overreacting a little bit. Like, can we shelve this for a few minutes, get people to weigh in and see where they land? Like, this might tell you if it's all in your head or not, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely in his head, because this is nothing for me, like less than nothing. It just doesn't matter.
It never hurts to get a second opinion.
Yeah.
You know?
Hang on the line for 1 second, guys.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.